Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
Hi, friends. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. If you're ready for a brand new career or just want to make some extra money on the side, starting a home-based business might be the answer. Today, I'll give you tips to find and launch a business that's right for you. Saving more of your current income is great, but the upside potential of making more money is unlimited. Creating a second income can be the key to dramatically improving your financial life, so you can invest more, pay down debt faster, or accumulate a healthy emergency fund. In addition to earning more, a side business gives you an entirely new source of income that can keep you safe if you lose your day job. And if the business really takes off, you might even have the freedom to quit your main job and become a full-time entrepreneur. That's exactly what happened to Donna, who I recently interviewed about her six-figure home-based business that you could easily start. I'll tell you where to go for that great interview at the end of the show. When you're trying to decide what business to start, ask yourself these three questions. Number one, what are people willing to pay me for? Number two, what do I have a passion for? And three, what work fits my skills and talents? Providing a product or service that you know people are already paying for, like cosmetics, house cleaning, website design, or music lessons, is a smart way to limit the risk of starting a new venture. Without an existing market for what you sell, you might have a fun hobby, but you won't have a profitable business. You also need to have a deep interest in the work because you're going to spend a lot of time doing it. That passion is how you'll maintain your enthusiasm for the business while you make sacrifices, like watching less TV, getting up earlier, or working on the weekends. Taking advantage of your existing skills and talents can also ensure your success in a new business. For instance, if people are always telling you that you're really patient and good at explaining things, well, you might be an excellent tutor. Think about what you already get paid to do or have been paid for in the past and whether you can turn it into a business. Or do you have a hobby that has the potential to be a home-based business, like photography, writing, or building furniture? There are hundreds of potential businesses you can start. If you're a technology whiz, computer-based home businesses are hot and allow you to work anywhere you have an internet connection. Here are a few to consider. A web trader buys and sells goods through sites like eBay, Craigslist, Amazon, or through a virtual store like Etsy. This is great for niche products that you know a lot about, like antique books, handmade jewelry, or vintage clothes. A webmaster works with clients to create, set up, and manage their websites and blogs. A virtual assistant, or VA, provides remote technical or administrative services to assist clients with marketing, publishing, blogging, editing, customer service, and much more. If you're not so tech savvy, here are a few offline businesses that you could run out of your home for local clients. A tutor teaches students of all ages how to improve their academic performance or skills. An elder assistant provides services like errands, housekeeping, cooking, and bookkeeping for the elderly. A pet sitter takes care of pets while their owners are at work or on vacation. a massage therapist provides therapeutic body work. A personal care worker assists individuals with daily living and healthcare needs. And a product representative sells products directly to consumers for branded companies like Silpata, Lea Sophia, and Avon. You have to be certified to provide hands-on services like massage therapy and healthcare assistance. But once you get certified in a field that interests you, you'll have a valuable money-making skill that you can use to build a business. Two great sites to list your services are Zarly.com and SkillPages.com, where local buyers can find you by your location and business skills.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength, allergy medicine, and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
When you launch a business, it's important to keep good records so you can claim a tax deduction for allowable business expenses like equipment, computer software, auto expenses, and office furniture. While you don't have to have a separate business checking account right off the bat, it is a good idea, especially if you're not a great bookkeeper. But first, you generally have to file a fictitious name form with your state if the business will have a different name than yours. Just ask your bank what's required. You can operate your small business as a sole proprietor without having to complete any legal forms. However, being a sole proprietor means that if the business gets sued, so do you. To limit your liability and protect your personal assets, you can incorporate, which means that a business lawsuit would only put the assets of the business in jeopardy. No matter if you enjoy working with technology or people, it's a great time to start a business that helps you diversify your income, expand your career options, follow your dreams, and earn more money. To hear my interview with Donna about her six-figure home-based business that she started on the side, visit smartmovestogrowrich.com and click the button that says Audio Video. For more money tips, be sure to sign up for the Money Girl newsletter, join the Money Girl Facebook page, and follow on Twitter, where my username is at Laura Adams, LauraAdams, with no space. For all this information and links to everything mentioned in the show, plus additional resources, visit the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. Just look for episode number 265, Tips to Make Extra Money at Home. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.